Finally today, we turn over the airwaves to Tamar Charney. She's program director at Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. This summer, Tamar traveled to Iceland to take a road trip across the island nation. She had her tunes ready, a playlist packed with well-known Icelandic artists. But as we're about to hear, that's not what she ended up listening to.
I was so ready with my playlist for driving across Iceland. It was a binge of Björk, Sugar Cubes, and Sigur Rós. But when we got in our little rental car, it hit us. No MP3 jack. No jack, no playlist. No playlist, no road trip. That meant one thing, find an actual record store. And there it was, Lucky Records in Reykjavik. The guy at the counter sent us over to a wall of Icelandic CDs, near a big easy chair and a CD player. The first one I put on was Somber Air, by some band named Epic Rain. Cool name, funky album art, but I figured it was just another wannabe band. Boy, was I wrong.
I turn my back to the city. I'm committed to the road. And the weight of the world is a heavy load. A bird under attack. Tiny chapels and small trees. The black sand goes forever. And cold is the ocean breeze.
The dark, cinematic, hip-hoppy dreamscapes made me want to hear more. I randomly picked one of their two albums to buy, got a few other Icelandic CDs, then I popped Epic Rain's Elegy into the car stereo. What unfolded was a perfect soundtrack to Iceland. Epic Rain reflected the imagery, the birds, horses, and stark beauty of the sea and sky. Their music also locked into the solitude and quiet I found in the emptiness of the land, and it even captured some of what our own inner landscapes might look like.
The road we travel never ends. We fall behind and curse the storm. Climbing trees, we tear the sky till every single bird is gone. Rivers turn, fires burn. As I choose my line of work. Smiling clown, crying girl. All obsessed, tired world. Running fast, breaking laws. Criminals and small-time thieves.
I wasn't expecting an Icelandic band to nail both what I was seeing as we toured the country and what my own daydreams and nightmares might sound like.
Making bad out of roses as the devil shovels.
I row my boat to no man's land, gently against the stream.
Within days of buying that one CD, I had downloaded their EP, Murder of Crows. When I got back home, I ordered their other album. I also watched their YouTube videos. Yup, beautifully weird. And I learned a bit more about the band. Johannes Palmerson, the lyricist and rapper of Epic Rain, is actually of Lebanese descent, not Icelandic. But in retrospect, that kind of fits. There's an outsider ethos to the words he writes.
I feel like my time is running out. Nothing left to talk about. Friends come and go, I'm digging up my past. Knowing all the answers, too afraid to ask though. I run slow, fall fast, solitary man on a lonely conquest. I try to keep my eyes on the road, fighting all these lies in my soul.
A trip isn't a trip without some kind of souvenir. Most people visiting Iceland come home with a toy puffin or a big wool sweater. I came home with something a bit more in keeping with the literal meaning of souvenir. A new favorite band that made me feel oddly connected to the country. You know, a vacation soundtrack that reminded me that the point of travel is to find yourself in the midst of the unfamiliar. And that sometimes you just have to turn it up.
I'm running out of days. I'm stuck on a sable island. My shoes need shining and the typewriter is silent. Strange rumbles.
Tamar Charney, program director at Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. See her road trip snapshots and listen to some of her Epic Rain favorites at PRI.org.